兄姊妹朋友们早安。
Every brothers, sisters and friends, morning.
精神一点好吗？
再来一次，
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Brothers and sisters, morning.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
刚才我们所讲到的这个启发课程。
The Alpha Course we talked about.
在世界各地都有这样的课程。
And in all over the world, there are such a courses.
不断地发出邀请，只有一个目的。
Always sending out invitation for one purpose.
就是要让人来认识耶稣。
So to let people to know Jesus.
因为耶稣这一个人。
Because Jesus, this person.
耶稣这一个君王。
Jesus, this king.
是与别不同的。
It's very unique.
跟我们想象的完全不一样。
It's different from all our imagination.
而且每一个接触他的人，他们的人生都有莫大的改变。
And whoever have in contact with him, that their whole life has changed.
那么小孩子对于耶稣又有什么认识呢？
And for little children, what's their understanding of Jesus?
我还记得一年多前，我儿子三岁左右。
I still remember about a year ago when my son was about three.
我到这个托中心那里呢去接他。
I went to the daycare to pick him up.
每次我接他，他都会把他当天的大作全部拿给我看。
And every time I go pick him up, he'll bring out all his artwork of the day.
他给了一幅给我。
And he gave me a picture.
上面这个构图是非常的简单的。
And it's very simple, the construction.
他是用那个强力的胶带 duct tape.粘那个图案出来。
He used duct tape to tape things onto the picture onto it.
那我一看
，I look at it.
我想确认一下我的理解有没有错。
I want to make sure that my understanding is correct.
我就去问他的那个老师。
I went to talk to his teacher.
我的儿子有没有跟你讲这幅图画到底是什么
？Has my son told you what he is trying to make?
那个老师说。没有啊。
And his teacher said no.
就是很普通的一个图画。
It's a very simple picture.
那所以我就忍不住问我的儿子。
So I'm curious, I asked my son.
这个是什么？
What is this?
他说 this is Jesus.
He said that this is Jesus.
我看见什么呢？
What did I see?
就那么简单。
It's very simple, just three crosses.
但是在一个信的人，我的眼光一看，我说不得了啊，三个十字架。
But for a person who believes, from my perspective, I look at it and say it's unusual, three crosses.
他也真的是知道。
He really knows.
谁是耶稣呢？
Who is Jesus?
就是三个十字架里面中间的那一个。
It's that one in the middle of the three crosses.
另外有一次呢，
And another time,
我跟我的女儿谈。
When I was talking to my daughter,
我说耶稣是生在马槽里的。
And Jesus was born in a manger.
啊，那里就只有玛利亚，还有约瑟。
And only Mary and Joseph was with him.
他说不止。
He said no, not only that.
还有骆驼。
And still camels.
还有羊和驴。
And there's still donkeys and sheep.
我说好，还有兔子呢。
And he said also rabbits.
我说怎么有兔子呢
？And asked how come there will be rabbits?
那就把他那个故事书翻出来。
And he took out his storybook.
你看，就在这儿。
He said, look, the rabbit is here.
所以孩子们对耶稣的印象是什么呢
？So what is the impression of Jesus in children's mind?
一个是他的生
，One is his birth.
一个是他的死
，One is his death.
生于马槽
，And born in a manger.
死于十架
，And died on the cross.
你想想，这世上有多少个君王，他的传记？是这样的。
And imagine how many kings and their biography is like this.
完全想象不了。
You cannot imagine.
马太福音就是要解释这一点。
And in the book of Matthew is trying to explain this point.
卑微的耶稣。
And the lowly Jesus.
生于马槽。
Born in a manger.
这一位在十字架上受一切羞辱的耶稣
and this one who was shamed publicly on the cross
他是君王
he is the king
他是犹太人的王
he is the king of the Jews
他是全地的君
he is the lord of whole earth
整卷书要让我们看见原来他就是这个万王之王
And the whole book of Matthew is to let us see that he is the king of kings
过去的一个月我们也有可能是君王的人诞生
And in the past month we also have someone who should be king was born
这几年的传媒的关注都在这两个人身上
And the media all their focus on these two persons
英国的小王子乔治
And the little prince in of Britain, George
他是全世界这一个脸书在他出生之前已经是最多人追捧的一位
He is, His Facebook has been so many followers even before he was born
在他出生之前已经有那个维基字典 Wikipedia
And even before he was born there are an entry on Wikipedia
然后现在他的妹妹小公主夏洛德
And now his sister Charlotte
吸引了全世界多少人的注意
Attract so much attention from people all over the world
相对于这一位耶稣多大的差别
In such a contrast with our Jesus
没有人知道他降生
Nobody knows where he was born
甚至知道的要来杀他
Even those who knows want to come and kill him
讽刺的就是
The irony is
英国是实行君主立宪 a constitutional monarchy
And in Britain it's, they're like instituting constitutional monarchy
意思就是说他们的君王是没有权力的
Meaning that their king has no real power.
啊，他没有实权的。
He has no real power.
所有的权力都集中在国会之上。
All the power are concentrated in the Congress.
说的不好听，就是为了全世界做新闻而已。
And just to say that it's actually just for show to the world.
但是这位耶稣却是。创造天地的主
But this Jesus is the Lord who created the heaven and earth.
他说有就有，命立就立。
And whatever he spoke, it will be done.
但是当他来的时候
But when he comes,
没有人知道他是君王。
Nobody knows that he is a king.
这一位君王，他是有一个信息的。
And this king comes with a message.
我们在马太福音的四章十七节，那你读到。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17, we can read.
他说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以不但是有一个君王。
So not only there is a king.
他还要把这个国度的信息传扬出来
And he also have to spread the message of the kingdom out
什么是福音什么是好消息呢
What is the gospel What is this good news
就是这个国度要来了
It's this kingdom is coming
所有的人都应当注意
And everyone needs to pay attention
不单要知道还要悔改
Not only to know it and to repent
还要他们的心思有转变
And also have the turning of their heart
使他们能够成为这个国度里面的公民
So they can become a citizen in this kingdom
在马太福音里面向我们介绍耶稣的这个国度是有两个方式
And the book of Matthew introduced the kingdom of Jesus in two ways
一个方式是四福音都做的就是他的生平他的生活
And the first way is to is the same as the other four gospels is how he lived in his biography
让我们看见他真的有君王的权柄
So we can see that he really do have the authority of the king
真的有这一个君王的品德
Really have the quality of a king
但是马太还 刻意的加插了许多耶稣的教训。
And Matthew also put in a lot of Jesus' teaching.
所以你翻开马太福音，里面总共有五大段都是总结耶稣的教训。
And so if you open the book of Matthew, you will see five sections, big sections that are concluding the Jesus' teaching.
每一段是围绕着一个特定的主题，把耶稣的教训集合在一起。
And every section is focusing on a specific topic to collect all Jesus' teachings on those topics.
我们在过去的几个星期，我们看到马太福音的五到七章。
In the past few weeks, we looked at Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
就是所谓的登山宝训。
It's the Sermon on the Mount.
这个就是第一个大段落的教训。
And this is the teaching of the first section.
你可以说在这一个登山宝训里面，这位君王要告诉我们这一个国度的子民是怎么样子的，是由什么数值的。
And so you can say that in the Sermon of the Mount, the king is telling us what kind of quality is for the citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
但是从今天开始呢，我们就进入一个新的段落。
And from today, we'll enter into a new section.
这里呢，就讲到耶稣他的为人，他的行事。
And now it talks about Jesus, how he behaved and how he lived.
所以第八、第九章里面有许多的神迹。
And so in chapter 8 and 9, there are many miracles.
你算一算的话呢，这个神迹故事一共有九个。
And if you count, there are 9 stories of miracles.
啊，不过呢，神迹却有十个。
There are 10 miracles.
因为在第九章里面，耶稣要去行一个神迹的途中遇见了一个患血漏的妇人。
Because in the story in chapter 9, on the way to perform a miracle, Jesus encountered a woman with a bleeding problem.
好像要让我们看见这位君王是不怕被人打断的。
And to let us see that this king is not afraid of being interrupted by other people.
我很怕被人打断。
I'm very afraid of being interrupted.
所以我跟我太太讲话，我孩子又要跟我讲话的时候，我听不见。
So when I was talking to my wife, at the same time if my children is trying to speak to me, I won't be able to listen to them.
还会生气了，我讲话你不要打断。
And I will get mad.
家我是王。
And I'm mad and say, do not interrupt me when I'm speaking because I'm like a king.
或者说你跟你妹妹说去。
Or go and tell your sister.
耶稣不怕被人打断。
And Jesus is not afraid of being interrupted.
他随时都预备好应付人的需要。
He is always prepared to provide for what people need.
他的心胸是那么的广大。
He has such a big heart.
所以九个神迹故事，但是有十个神迹。
So there are 9 stories of miracles, but the 10 miracles.
那这九个故事呢，又分为三部分。
But this 9 stories divide into 3 parts.
每一部分刚好就是三个。
And every part are 3.
你如果注意去看啊，
If you pay attention,
啊，在三个故事与三个故事中间总是加了一段的插曲。
And in every 3 stories, there are always some side
and,
notes
interludes. Yeah, 里面主题总是说到做门徒的事情。
And the topic is always talking about being a disciple.
所以在这一章有讲到有人要跟随耶稣，说你要跟随的话有怎么样的情形。
So in this chapter it tells about a person want to follow Jesus, and when you want to follow Jesus, what kind of condition you should be.
你跟我的话有什么代价。
And what kind of price you have to pay that to follow me.
然后在下一个插曲里面就讲到呼召税吏利未，也就是马太。
And in that next chapter, it talks about the calling of the tax collector Levi. It's actually Matthew.
所以刚好是三个为一组。
And actually, it's every 3 story as a set.
中间有讲门做门徒的插曲。
And in the middle, there are topics talking about being a disciple.
意思就是说，你发现马太福音重点还不单单是要介绍耶稣是君王。
So you will discover that the focus of the book of Matthew is not only to introduce Jesus as the king.
他还要强调一点，他这个君王来了是要呼召人来跟从他。
And I also want to emphasize one point that this king comes to call people to follow him.
来呼召人来做他的门徒。
To call people to be his disciples.
所以是需要有人的回应的。
So it needs people to respond.
所以这一本传记不是客观的故事。
So this biography is not just some objective stories.
而是主观的向每一个人说话。
But subjectively is trying to speak to everyone.
这个王来了，做了这些事情，说了这些话，你的反应是如何？
And so this king comes who did all these things and said all these words. And what is your response?
那今天我们要来看呢，是头三个神迹故事，全部都是讲到医治的。
And today we are going to look at the first three stories of miracles, all about healing.
而且呢，在这三个医治的故事最末了，他也做了一个总结，十六节开始。
And also at the end of the story, there is a conclusion starting at verse 16.
他说到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。
When evening came, many who were demon possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases.
所以马太已经告诉我们了，这三个故事的目的是要让我们看见耶稣来了，应验了有关这位王的预言。
So Matthew wants to tell us that, When Jesus comes, he fulfilled all the prophecies about this king.
因为在旧约里面呢，他们一直在等候一个王来拯救他们。
So in the Old Testament, they are always waiting for the king to come and save us.
但是在以赛亚书里面呢，却说到在这一个王来做王之前，有一个受苦的仆人。
And but in the book of Isaiah, it talks about before the person who comes to be the king, there is a suffering servant.
这里所引用的这一句话就是那一章出来的以赛亚书五十三章。
And the verses we quoted here come from Isaiah, chapter 53.
耶稣，我们会稍微看一看了。耶稣他乃是说，耶稣就是这一位受苦的仆人。
And he is trying to tell us that Jesus is the suffering servant.
他是王，但是他也是仆人，他要把这个国度带进来。
He is king, but he is also the servant. He wants to bring this kingdom here.
所以如果你看这一个以赛亚书的五十三章的话
，So we look at Isaiah chapter 53.
第三节是说他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
So in verse 3, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
这一位君王居然命定要成为这样子的人。
And this king will destined to become a person like this.
后面又说第五节呢，你说，那这他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
In verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
最后面还说，神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So at the very end, that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
意思就是说，原来这个君王来，他要来担当所有人的罪。
So meaning that this king come to, he will bear the sins of everyone.
但是马太提醒我们，不单是他的死应验这一个的预言。
And Matthew wants to remind us that not only his death fulfilled this prophecy.
因为他的生活也应验了这个预言，他要代替我们的软弱。
And so, but his life also fulfilled this prophecy. He will bear all our weakness.
他要担当我们的痛苦，我们的疾病。
And he will bear our pain and our sickness.
所以是说，你看，这一位君王是真的来了，是想不到的，但是就是他。
And then you can see that the king really come. You cannot imagine, but it's him.
啊，他来代替，他来分担你一切的痛苦。
He come as a substitute to share all your sufferings.
所以这三个医治的故事，还不只是要说到耶稣有这一个的能力。
And these three stories about healing, not only to say that Jesus has this ability,
啊，更是要讲到这一位医治人的心肠是怎么样。
But talk about the heart of the person who is doing the healing.
他能够代替我们的软弱，担当我们一切的痛苦。
So he can bear all our weaknesses and take all our pains.
如果我们来看这三个医病的故事里面，就会发现原来被医治的人，他们都是社会上的边缘人士。
And if we look at the three stories, we realize that the person who got healed are all on the fringe of the society.
第一个呢，是一个大麻风的人。
And the first one is a person with leprosy.
大麻风是一种病，是需要被隔离的。
And leprosy is a disease that you need to be quarantined.
完全是要跟别的人是分开的。
You have to be separate from all the other people.
所以他们也是社会里面最受藐视的人。
And so they are the most despised people in the society.
我有最好的朋友，他因为他的家曾经有人是患有 SARS.
And my best friend, because in his family, someone who had SARS.
这是在多伦多发生啊。
In Toronto.
那所以他自己也被隔离了。
So he himself was quarantined.
他说那一天呢。
And that one day.
他已经觉得何其的难过。
It's very difficult to bear.
我只是说，你确定你是没有的，没有病的吗？
I only ask him, are you sure you do not have SARS?
第二个故事里面，那一个白夫长，他是一个外邦人。
In the second story, the centurion, he is a Gentile.
犹太人的思想是想说，天国的子民是以血统来断定的。我们是犹太人，所以我们是天国的子民。
And in Jewish thinking that to be a citizen of heaven is judged by your bloodline, that we are of the nation of Israel, we are the citizens of heaven.
所以一般犹太的拉比都不会跟他们在一块。
So normally the rabbis in Jewish tradition will not spend time with the Gentiles.
你知道就是这个犹太人皈依了这一个犹太教。
And you know that even when the Jewish people who become normalized into the
Gentiles
who become part of a Jewish religion.
Yeah, proselytes.
Proselytes.
Yeah. 一个外邦人当他皈依这一个犹太教的时候呢，他们进圣殿只能够在最外面的范围，叫外院子。
And when they enter into the temple, they can only enter the outer court.
所以还有这一个种族的这个障碍。
So there are also the barrier of race.
第三个故事是一个女性。
And the third story is a woman.
因为这个圣殿里面外院子再近一点，就是这一个给女人的院子。
And in the outer court, a little bit closer is the court for the woman.
这个不是圣经里面的教导，但是犹太人是这样实行的。
This is not a teaching of the Bible, but that's how the Jews practice it.
所以在犹太教里面有一个祝福是这样子说的，那个拉比替人祝福的时候会这样说的。
So there's a blessing in Judaism like this.
梁国科，你是有福的。
And Brother Leon, Alvin, you are blessed.
因为神没有让你成为一个外邦人。
Because God did not make you a Gentile.
你是有福的，因为神没有让你成为一个奴隶。
You are blessed because God didn't make you a slave.
最后一点，你是有福的，因为神没有让你成为女人。
And finally, you are blessed because God didn't make you a woman.
所以他们的思想里面呢，外邦人、奴隶、女人都是低等的。
So in their thinking, the Gentiles, the slaves, and the women are all of the lower class.
我再说，这个不是圣经里面的教导。
Now, let me emphasize, this is not the teaching of the Bible.
但是后来的犹太教的确是这样子实行。
But that's what, been practiced by the Judaism later.
所以这三个故事选的都是边缘的弱势群体。
And all the three stories, they had chosen the people, the minorities, with little power.
我们先来看第一段，第八章第一到第四节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 1 to 4.
耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他，有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
When Jesus came down from the mountainside, a large crowd followed him. A man with a leprosy came and kneeled before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。
Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean.
他的大麻风立刻就洁净了，耶稣就对他说，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
Immediately he was clean of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
我们现代人所讲的这个大麻风，就是德兰修女去照顾的那些人，跟古代的有一点不一样。
The leprosy we talk about today is the one that taken care of by Mother Teresa. It's a bit different from what was described in the ancient.
现代我们讲到大麻风的时候，指的是Hansen湿病。
And when we talk about leprosy now, we talk about the Hansen's disease.
那是一种的细菌，它去影响去攻击你的神经系统。
It's a type of bacteria that attacking your neural system.
我讲错了，刘博士会纠正的。但是在圣经的时代呢，大麻风还指各种不同的皮肤病，很容易传染的皮肤病。
But in the Bible, the leprosy also talks about all kinds of different skin diseases.
所以在圣经里面有条例要把这些人的把他们分开。
And so there are regulations in the Bible to separate these people from others.
把他们隔离 quarantine.
To quarantine them.
但是目的呢，是为了保护整个群体。
But the purpose is to protect the entire community.
但是久而久之，这一个就成为一个把人分成高等、低等的一个方式。
But after it developed for a while, it becomes a way to divide people into a higher and a lower class.
所以我一直在思想的时候，一直在想，如果这一个大麻风，它超越时空现身说法的话，他会说什么话呢？
So when I was pondering on this, if this people, person with leprosy, he goes through time and come to now and trying to tell us, what will he say?
他如果今天来到这个梁阔坑子面前，他会说什么话呢？
And if he come before our brother Alvin, what will he say?
当我得知我自己有大麻风的时候，我知道我的人生就完了。
When I know that I have contracted the leprosy, I know my life is over.
我一生就此完了。
My life is over now.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我多年的工作不能够再做。
Because I cannot do the work I have been doing for all over the years.
我拥有的房子不能够再住。
I cannot live in the house that I owned.
我一切的梦想，一切的目标都成为泡影。
And all my dreams and all my goals are all gone.
我的人生就此完了。
My life is over now.
但是我最舍不得的。
But the most thing that most precious to me
是我的妻子
is my wife
是我的儿女
is my children
才四岁双胞胎
and just 4 years old twins
我不能够再见他
I cannot see them again
从此以后我只能偷偷去看他们
For now on I can only look at them secretly
啊当我知道我得这个病的时候
When I know I have this disease
当我看见我的手
When I look at my hand
上面有这一些的疾病的痕迹的时候
Have the mark of the leprosy
我里面是恐惧
I was in fear within
孩子躲在房间不敢看我
And the children hiding in their room dare not to look at me
妻子是流着眼泪
And the wife was crying
在收拾我的行装
and I was packing my bag
因为他知道
because I know
从此就不能够再见面
and from today on I will not be able to see them again
我很清楚圣经怎么说
I know what the Bible said
所有的大麻风一定要啊蓬头散发让人可以认你出来
And all the people with leprosy had to unkempt their hair so people will recognize you.
要蒙着你的下半脸
Had to cover the second bottom half of your face.
要把你的衣服撕裂
Had to torn your clothes.
然后有人接近的时候你要喊叫
When people are approaching you, had to yell out.
不洁净了
unclean,
不洁净了
unclean.
不管那个人是你的妻子你的孩子或者是任何你认识的人
Whether that person is your wife, your children, or anyone who knows you
这个病在我身上的日子就是不洁净
And as long as this disease is on me, I am unclean
所以我要独自住在营外
So I have lived by myself in the wilderness
然后有一天
So one day
我听见有一个人能够行神迹
I heard someone can perform miracles
他的名叫耶稣
His name is Jesus
我听见他所做的许多的神迹
I heard the many miracles he has done
我心里面对他的能力一点怀疑都没有
In my heart I have no doubt about his ability
我所听见的我知道
I listen, I know
他也许就是那一位要来的。
He may be the one who is to come.
不过我没有信心的是。
But what I do not have faith is.
我怎么去找他
？How do I find him?
我能不能够来到他的面前
？Can I come before him?
因为我是一个被隔离的人。
Because I'm a quarantined person.
没有接触过任何别的人。
Have not been touched with anyone.
耶稣他是拉比
Jesus is a rabbi.
他愿不愿意接受
Will he be willing to receive me?
所以我去
So I went.
我说主你若肯
So I said, Lord, if you are willing,
必能叫我洁净
You will make me clean.
我是真的有迫切的需要。
I really have this urgent need.
我知道我是不应该进入人群里面的。
I know I should not enter into a crowd.
但是我只要争取这么一个机会。
But I only want to get this one chance.
啊，就在许多人跟着他的时候，我就冲过来跪在他的面前。
So when a crowd was following him, so I rushed in and kneeled before him.
我心里面只有一个问题。
I only have this one question.
你有能力。
You have the ability.
但是你肯不肯
Are you willing?
然后我看见那只手。
And then I see that hand.
耶稣的手。
The hand of Jesus.
枯干的手。
The dried hand.
饱历风霜的手。
The hand that has been withered.
他说的话我不觉得稀奇。
The words he has spoken, I do not find amazing.
他说我肯你洁净了。
He said, I'm willing, be clean.
但是我永远不会忘记这一只手。
But I will never forget this hand.
多少年没有接触过别的人。
For how many years nobody dared to touch me?
这一位拉比。
But this rabbi.
伸手来摸我。
Stretch out his hand and touched me.
他这样接纳了我。
This, he received me this way.
不但如此
Not only so
他说要我把身体给祭司查看献上摩西的礼物对众人做证据
And he also tell me to show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to everyone
是的这个就是旧约里面的条例多少人已经遗忘了一个条例
And this is the regulation in the Old Testament. How many people have forgotten?
当我们洁净的时候
When we are clean
祭司确认了以后
When we are confirmed by the priest
我们可以重投这个社会
We can come back to the society.
在这一天耶稣医治了不但是我的大麻风
And on this day Jesus not only cured my leprosy
他医治了我的内心
He cured my heart
他医治了我那种被拒绝被隔离的感觉
And he cured the feeling of being rejected and separated
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们
Dear brothers and sisters and friends
也许我们不像大麻风一样受到那么绝对的对待
Maybe unlike the leprosy peoplewe are not treated with such absolute disdain.
但是在我们的人生里面也许也常常有一种被隔离的感觉。
But in our life, we also have this feeling of being isolated.
被拒绝的感觉。
Being rejected.
觉得别人不欢迎的一种的感觉。
And the feeling that unwelcome by others.
也许你原先是有工作的。
Maybe originally you have a job.
但是最终他们拒绝了你
But at the end they rejected you
不用再上班了
You do not need to come anymore
或者你在等候一份的工作
Or you are waiting for a job
你想要去做面试
You want to go for interviews
但是他们也拒绝
But they have rejected you
你要申报你想要去的这个学校
You want to go to the school you want to go to
但是你收到他们的信说我不欢迎
But you received the letter that they have rejected you
对有些人更严重的是他的爱人他所爱慕的人拒绝了他
And for someone it's even more severe that his lover or the person he loves rejected him or her
耶稣能够代替我们的软弱
Jesus can bear our weakness.
而且我们全部人都经历一个最终极的隔离。
And all of us have experienced the most ultimate quarantine.
因为罪使我们跟神完全隔绝。
Because sin has made us completely separated from God.
使我们里面感觉空虚，什么东西，金钱、爱情，什么都填不满。
So, to make us feel empty inside, nothing, not money, not love, can fill it.
但是这个故事告诉我们
But the story told us.
在这里有一只手
There is a hand.
好不好？你看看你自己的手
Look at your own hand.
你看看你的手可能很久没有看你自己的手了
Maybe you haven't looked at your own hand for a long time.
你想象一下
Imagine.
你这一只手
Your hand
是不是大麻风的手
Is that the hand of a person with leprosy?
圣经里面大麻风、经常是跟罪连在一起
And very often in the Bible, leprosy is linked with sin.
如果是这样的话,
if that's the case,
特别是那些还在慕道的朋友们,
especially those who are still seeking,
还在参加启发课程的朋友们,
and the friends who are attending the Alpha course,
你只要来到主的面前
As long as you come before the Lord
他的手要来摸你
His hand will touch you
他要来拯救
He will save you
信主的人
For those who believe
你再看看你这一只手
Look at your own hand
是不是耶稣的手
Is that the hand of Jesus
你知道吗你在地上的时候耶稣说你是基督的身体
You have to remember that Jesus said that you are the body of Christ on earth.
你是他身体上的一个肢体。
You are a member of his body.
今天耶稣就是靠着你的手去触摸这个大麻风的人。
Today, Jesus threw your hand to touch the person with leprosy.
愿主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
第二个故事是一个外邦人
And the second story is a Gentile
第五节
In verse 5
耶稣进了加百农有一个百夫长近前来求他说主啊我的仆人还瘫痪病躺在家里甚是痛苦
When Jesus had entered Capernaum a centurion came to him asking for help Lord he said my servant lies at home paralyzed suffering terribly
这个白夫长人也很不错对他的仆人有那么的忧心
This centurion is such a good person worried for his servant
然后耶稣说我去医治他
And Jesus said to him Shall I come and heal him?
啊，有两种的翻译
And there are two translations、
啊、我们中文的和合本耶稣是说好我去医治他
And in the Chinese Union translation it says that Jesus said Okay I'll go and heal him
英文的这个 NIV 的这个翻译呢，是把它翻成问号。
And in English, the NIV translation is translated as a question mark.
但是其实意思是一样的。
But it's the same meaning.
你要不要我去医治他
？Do you want me to go and heal him?
你可以看见吗？这一位君王
，And you can see that this king
不单是有全能的一位
，Not only he has the power.
他是有怜悯的心肠的一位
He has a heart of compassion
所有的拉比都不会去到这个外邦人的家里面
Now, No rabbi will enter into the house of a Gentile
但是耶稣想都不想
But Jesus will not even think
是不是很惊奇令人很惊讶我来我去
And, Isn't that amazing that Jesus said I will come
所以这一个百夫长也吓了一跳
And even the centurion was surprised
他说你到我舍下我不敢当啊
And he said Lord I do not deserve to have you under my rule
所以这个百夫长很清楚他在这个社会里面的地位
So this centurion knows very well that his position in this society
他是一个外邦人
He is a Gentile
但还是军人
and also a soldier
就是要来压帝国派来要压制这帮人的军兵
sent by the empire to oppress the people here
他知道自己的身份我不能够跟他们在一起
he knows his position he knows that I cannot be with them
如果你是美军的话你不会随意在中东行走的
and if you are a US soldier you dare not to walk alone carelessly in Middle East
所以他说我不敢当啊
and he said that I do not deserve
然后他说了一句话更令人惊讶的
but he said something that's even more surprising
只要你说一句话我的仆人就必好了
and he said that just say the word and my servant will be healed
他是用他自己的经历来到去思想
He used his own experience to think about this.
在我之下有一百个军兵。
Under me, there are 100 soldiers.
我是在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。
I'm under authority, but also men under my authority.
对这个说去，他就去。
I tell this one go, and he goes.
对那个了说来，他就来。
And that one come, and he comes.
对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。
I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
所以他经历了在这个世界里面的权柄。
And so he has experienced being having authority in this world.
而他也感觉这一位主耶稣是有不一样权柄的人。
And he also felt that this Jesus has a different kind of authority.
就好像今天在我们的社会里面有很多权柄。
Like in today, our society, there are many authorities.
你在高速公路驾车，你看见警车，肯定慢下来。
And if you're driving on the highway, you look at the police cars, you will slow down.
他闪灯你更紧张。
And if he's flashing his light, you'll become nervous.
他对你做动作的时候你会想是不是就是指着我。
And when he was waving at you, you were thinking that, is that me?、
啊、我工作的地方是经常是在法院里面。
I work in a place very often in the court.
法官叫你闭嘴你就闭嘴。
If the judge tells you to shut up, you shut up.
你不闭嘴的话他就把你、赶到监牢里面去。
If you do not shut up, then you will be sent to jail.
啊，藐视法庭。
To despise the court.
Yeah, contempt.
Contempt of the court.
所以，人间有这样的权柄。
So in the human society, we have such authority.
所以他说，耶稣，你的那个权柄更不得了。
And he said that Jesus, your authority is even more.
可能他自己啊。说出来的时候他自己也没有想到。
But when he said this, maybe he did not realize what he said.
你说一句话，这句话真是说到重点去了。
And he said that, go and just say one word.
神创造天地的时候怎么做的？
How does God create heaven and earth?
神说要有光，就有。
So God speaks, let there be light, and there is light.
创世纪的第一章一再重复，神说，神说，神说。
And so in the first chapter of Genesis, always emphasize God speaks, God speaks, and God speaks.
神说了就是了，就成为事实了。
Whatever God speaks, and it becomes reality.
不但创造，
not only creation.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
He used his all powerful word to sustain all things.
就是说现在我们这个宇宙这样子的运作还是靠着他的话语。
And so even today, the functioning of our universe is still relied on his word.
这个话又称为道。
And this word is also called logos.
在约翰福音里面说道成了肉身。
And in the Gospel of John, it talks about the word became flesh.
耶稣就是神全能的道。
Jesus is the full, all-powerful word of God.
他说那一句话算不算得数？
However, the word he said, will it count or not?
如果连这个世界都能够创造出来。
Even this world can be created,
他的话怎么可能不算数？
How cannot his word be counted?
所以啊，弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们在读圣经的时候，这个话真的是不简单。
While reading the Bible, this word isn't unusual. It's really special.
但是把这个当作客观的话是不够的。
Just treat it as objective words is not enough.
你需要圣灵借着圣经的话对你说话。
You need to have Holy Spirit through the word in the Bible to speak to you.
当神这句话说到你心里面，
When the word of God is spoken into your heart,
这个世界就不一样。
And this world is different.
你的生命就不一样。
And your life will be different.
所以啊啊，有一首诗歌说，求赐一句。
Hey, there's a hymn who said that, please give me just one word.
只要有一句，但是是神给你主观认识他的话。
but just one word, but it's the word that from God that will make you to know Him.
那么这个话所带来的改变是莫大的。
And the changes brought in by this world is tremendous.
昨天晚上在启发里面的小组，我提到一句的圣经。
And last night in the Alpha course in the small groups, I mentioned one Bible verse.
有一个父亲为了要主医治他的儿子，说了一句话。
And there is a father in order to let Lord Jesus to heal his son said this word.
他说：“主啊，我信，但我信不足。”
The Lord, I believe, but I do not have enough faith.
啊。或者更好的翻译，主啊，我信，求你帮助我的不信。
Or even a better translation, Lord, I believe, overcome my unbelief.
我昨天没有提，但是这句话曾经在我心灵里面有很震撼的力量。
I have never mentioned that, but this word once has such a tremendous power in my heart.
我常常觉得自己是小信的人。
I often feel that I'm a person with little faith.
所以我很怕读到属灵伟人的故事。
So I was very afraid of reading the biographies of the spiritual giant.
我觉得他们太遥远。
I felt they're so far from me.
但是有一次
，But once.
主对我说。
The Lord told me,
啊，你可以这样祈求。
You can ask this way.
我信，求你帮助我的不信。
I believe, please help me with my unbelief.
这是故事里面一个主人翁的话，却成为了我的话。
And this is the words of one of the characters in the Bible, but it become my own word.
真的，一句话就够了。
Really, just one sentence is enough.
弟兄姊妹，这一个星期回去，你向主求，只要有一句话。
And really, brother and sister, go back this week and ask the Lord for just one word.
有这一句话，我保证你的生命有莫大的改变。
And just with this one word, I guarantee that your life will change.
所以主称赞这位百夫长。
So the Lord praised this centurion.
觉得非常的惊奇，就对跟从他的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。
Jesus was amazed and said to those following him, Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
然后耶稣给了一个很大的启示。
And then Jesus had given a great revelation.
我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
你要知道，犹太人呢、啊、是末世呢是一个筵席，所以这里说坐席。
And as for the Jewish people, the end time is a feast, so it's talking about the feast.
那对我们基督徒来说也是一样。
And for our Christians, it's the same.
不一样的呢，就是犹太人认为我有犹太人的血统，我就可以跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
But the difference is that the Jews think that if they have the bloodline of the Israelites, they are qualified to sit in the together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是主耶稣是说，从东从西会有许多的外邦人，他们是有信心的。
But Jesus here said that there will be people from the east and the west will be a lot of Gentiles with faith.
因为凭着信心称义的才是真犹太人。
Because only those who are justified by faith are the true Israelites.
所以反而本国的子民就是犹太人却要哀哭切齿。
But the subject of the kingdom,Those Jews will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以主说你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了。就在那一刻， 他的仆人就好了。
And so Jesus said to the centurion, Go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment.
第三个故事非常的简短，只有两节。
And the third story is very short, only two sentences.
耶稣到了彼得，就是他的这个头号门徒的家里面。
So Jesus went to the house of Peter, his first disciple.
啊，见彼得的岳母害热病躺着。
And look at his mother-in-law who has fever and lying on the bed.
这一次都不需要求他了。
And this time you don't even need to ask.
啊，一句话不说，耶稣把他的手一摸，热就退了。
And he said no word and just touched her with his hand and she was healed.
你知道当时的拉比不大愿意这样子去接近一位女士。
You have to know that the rabbi of the time is not willing to touch a woman like this.
因为他们认为自己是蒙福的，神造我不是女人。
And because they think they are blessed because God didn't make me a woman.
主耶稣不管。
Jesus doesn't care.
医治了她。
Healed her.
但是这里的重点呢，是下面的一句。
But the emphasis is the next verse.
他就起来服侍耶稣。
And she got up and began to wait on him.
服侍这个词就是讲到你到餐馆里面，那个侍应生侍立在你旁边那一个动作。
And the wait means that you go to the restaurant, the waiter standing beside you, and that's how you wait.
所以在当时对这个彼得岳母来说，很可能他真的就是服侍耶稣，让他有吃的，让他有汤水。
And so at the time for the mother-in-law of Peter, she really just wait on Jesus this way to make sure that he has food and to make sure that his cup is always filled.
但是这个词啊 ，diakoneo， 这个希腊文里面的 diakoneo， 后来就是讲到我们在教会里面的服侍。
But this word Greek, diakoneo, is actually talking about how we serve in the church.
啊，另外一个字也是用这一个字根的，就是执事，教会里面的领导是服侍的人。
And there is another word that derived from this is the deacons, is the leaders in the church who serve in the church.
在教会里面服侍的人都是以耶稣为榜样。
And all the people who serve in the church use Jesus as their example.
耶稣是君王，但是他的行为不像人间的君王。
Jesus is a king, but his behavior is different from other kings in the world.
啊，我们在教会里面做领导的需要战战兢兢。
And to be a leader in the church, we need to be trembling with fear.
因为啊，领导的人就是仆人。
Because the leaders are the servants.
因为耶稣他自己就是这样子。
Because Jesus himself is like this.
所以这里讲到神呼召人需要 两个反应。
So here talks about when Jesus called a person, there needs to be two responses.
首先神呼召人要进入这个国度。
FirstGod called people to enter into the kingdom.
他说是需要凭着信心。
And it's by faith.
因着信就能够称义。
By faith we are justified.
所以还没有信主的人，
So for those who do not believe in the Lord,
你再研究很多的书籍不够的。
No matter how many books you study, it's not enough.
最终的这个关键是你的心有没有打开，有没有接受耶稣做你的君王。
And the critical point is whether your heart is open or not, will you receive Jesus to be your king?
然后下一个呼召，
Then the next calling
就是对这个岳母的呼召，
is the calling to the mother-in-law of Peter.
耶稣医他是一话不说的，
And Jesus said nothing when he was healing her.
他服侍主也是一话不说。
And he served the Lord without a word.
他不是为了要争取得救，所以去服侍耶稣。
He does not serve Jesus because to gain his salvation.
他乃是因为感受到主耶稣的爱和怜悯和同情。
But he has sent love.And the compassion and the mercy from Jesus.
所以他去服侍。
So she went to serve.
所以君王来了。
So the king has come.
他要呼召门徒。
He will call his disciples.
君王有两个特点。
There are two characteristics of this king.
一个是这个君王是蛮有能力的。
One is this king is full of power.
另一个特点就是他充满了爱。
And the second characteristic is that he is full of love.
但是单单有这样的认识还不够。
And but only have the understanding like this is not enough.
他还要呼召我们每一个人有回应。
And he also called all of us to respond.
第一，我们有没有信心？
The first, do we have the faith?
能不能够接受耶稣在十字架上所做的工作？
Can we receive what the work accomplished by Jesus on the cross?
第二，我们享受了福音的好处。
Second, we have enjoyed the benefit of the gospel.
是不是很自然的可以服侍？
Can we naturally serve?
十六节
And verse 16
到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。
When evening came, many who were demon possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirit with a word and healed all the sick.
你没有注意到这个是发生在哪里？
Have you noticed where does this happen?
许多的人来找耶稣，就鬼赶出去，病得医治，是在哪里？
And a lot of people who came for the healing and being the demon driven out, where does this happen?
是在彼得的家。
It's in the house of Peter.
他这个岳母，我们没有听过他在圣经里面说一句话。
And his mother-in-law, we have never heard a word spoken by her in the Bible.
我们不知道他有没有知识。
We don't know whether he has knowledge or not.
不知道他有没有口才。
We don't know whether he has eloquence or not.
但是我们知道他能够服侍。
But we know that she can serve.
所以圣经呼召服侍不是叫你做传，不是叫你做传道人。
So Jesus, the Bible called you to serve, not to call you to be a preacher.
当然他呼召你做传道人你要回应了。
But if he really called you to be a missionary, then you should respond.
但是服侍是人人都可以参与的。
But to serve, everyone can participate.
今天单单是我们的厨房就已经够多事情了。
And today, even within our kitchen, there are many things to serve.
在教会里面有许许多多的需要是需要人来在背后好好的来服侍。
And in the church there are many needs that need people to serve at the backstage.
甚至你可以像这个彼得岳母一样。
And you can be like the mother-in-law of Peter.
你什么都做不了。
You cannot do anything.
但是你有个家。
But you have a home.
你可以把家打开。
You can open your home.
可以他们就有家小组了。
And they have their home meeting.
因为透过这个家，主的祝福就传出去了。
Because through this home, the blessing of the Lord was spread out.
透过这个家
，through this home,
别人看见一只手
，and others see this hand.
今天我们每一个人也都是基督身上的肢体。
And today we are all members of the body of Christ.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你是君王。
Lord, we thank you for you are the king.
但是你是与别不同的王。
But you are a different king.
你里面是充满了 怜悯和大爱。
You are full of compassion and love.
你不但医治人身上的疾病。
Not only you heal the diseases on people.
你要医治我们心灵的需要。
You want to heal the needs of our hearts.
你要背负我们所有的罪孽。
You bear all our iniquities.
让我们可以回到父神的面前。
So we can come back to the God.
主啊，求你赐我们一句话。
Lord, please give us this one word.
给我们有信心。
Give us faith.
给我们很自然的来服侍你。
So we come naturally to serve you.
使所有的人因此能够蒙福。
So everyone will be blessed.
奉主名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.